Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. 51551 is the text number. I'm live outside Derry's Guild Hall to mark 25 years of the historic Good Friday Agreement. This city is a stunner, by the way. If you haven't been, go and visit. Politically, it's a city that's become more and more nationalist dominated over the last 50 years. But this morning, I visited the city's last Protestant enclave, the Fountain Estate, the site of the only peace line or interface wall in the city centre, just to find out how they're feeling about storm and stagnation and the Windsor framework and other developments as well. So this morning I met up with a really incredible woman, Jeanette Wark, a community worker who runs the Cathedral Youth Centre, and it's in the shadow of St Columb's Cathedral. Have a listen.
Hello, Cormac. You're very welcome to Cathedral Youth Club.
Thank you very much indeed. I walked the city walls this morning. Absolutely beautiful. Mm. But this place stood out, I must say. Tell me briefly about the history of this place and what it means to the community, the Protestant community.
You know, going back when I grew up and run these streets, Protestants, yes, it's a Protestant estate. But in them days, Catholics used this as a bypass down to the factories, so everybody knew one another, and the women linked arms and chatted together. And those days, everybody worked together till then civil rights came along and Bloody Sunday came along, and then after Bloody Sunday, all the Protestants from outside the Fountain area were more or less threatened to get out of their homes, and my family was one of them. And we were ordered overnight and to go get out of our home. And that was very traumatic, and I'll never get over that, to be honest, because I didn't want to leave my lovely wee house that we had bought, mm-hmm. which my husband had slaved. He was a plasterer, and we bought the house, and we had great friends there, and we broke our heart. Everybody was just totally got it.
Jeanette, I'm absolutely intrigued by the estate, from the way the pavestones are coloured blue, white and red, yeah. to the murals and this interfaith wall. You yeah. might describe it to us.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody wants that, but that's for the safety of the people who's living in those houses there, because the bricks and stones used to come over that huge high fence there, mm-hmm. and damage the roofs. But then vice versa, you know, when our kids got their blood up as well, they would have fired back over. As you can see, some of the tiles have been replaced in those houses.
This is about a 15-foot gate, yeah. a green gate, running all along yeah. Between the two yeah. estates. Who lives in the other side of the estate?
Oh, that would be Catholic families on there, yeah.
And you bring us nicely then to this mural in God Our Trust. Describe this mural to me.
That there mural was put up by the Orange Order, and that's why that's there.
Mm-hmm. Over your left shoulder is a painting of the Union Jack.
Yeah.
And it shows me that there is almost no inch of opportunity missed here in terms of projecting your culture, your identity.
No.
Now, can I ask you about that? Because for me, coming from the south of Ireland, it's intriguing. If you don't understand it, I'm sure coming from the outside, it might look threatening or keeping people out. But I'm sure from the community's point of view, it's about expressing your own culture and identity.
You're exactly right. We're very proud to be British. Very proud to be British. I'm a great royalist. I just love the royal family. And we want to help keep that connection. I mean, I've nothing against the South. And I mean, I go down there and I've met the President and so forth. But we want to keep the connection with Great Britain here. So that's why you see
Do
the
you
Union Jack.
Under threat?
No, I'd never be under threat in my eyes, not at all.
Even with talk of a border poll, do you know some politicians?
No, I don't feel threatened at all. We will always have that connection with Britain, Great Britain. I know at times they don't support us very well, I may as well tell you that. I mean, I see at times that, over in Westminster and all, I think if someone came here, they would drop down dead. They'd see it, you know. They probably don't even know what the Fountain is or how we live or how we exist. But it's still nothing against people. I still go over the border all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Donegal and I love going down to Dublin, so I'm still British, you know.
Without doubt. Jeanette, thank you very much.
Without doubt, I'm a wee prod.
We'll grab the cup. I'd love a cup of tea and a biscuit. Is there any chance we can go inside?
A big fry if you
Oh,
could.
Lovely. So we've made our way into the community centre and we've met, courtesy of Jeanette, some of her friends who come here regularly. We have Billy and Eileen and Candice and Patsy and Norman. And we're all huddled around the table here about to tuck in to breakfast. Let me ask you all of this. Like, I might turn to you, Billy, first on this. How do you compare the city now to pre the Good Friday Agreement? How would you explain it to Candice, who's much younger than any of us here at the table, is getting married in October, isn't that right? So how do you compare the city now with the time of the Troubles?
Different place to live in from, what shall we say, what the Troubles were. I mean, you watched where you went, who you spoke to, what you done in life. But nowadays you can relax a lot better. However, there's things happening just recently, this last few days, that I really don't like.
Like what?
Well, like masked men on the street in Newton Arch. I hate to see that coming back to our city here, because we don't want it.
And pardon my ignorance, why would there be masked men on the streets now, 25 years after the Good Friday Agreement?
That's a very good question, and I can't answer that.
I wonder, are they there because of the politics of the last number of years, that people feel that their identity is threatened in some way?
No, these are criminals. That's not political at all. But they're using that umbrella to try and achieve what they're out to achieve.
You said yes as well. You're in agreement, Norman.
It's quite a lot of it's about money and control and taking every penny that they have.
Yeah, you're describing criminality there. But when I listen to politicians, they do say that the community's British identity is threatened. They don't like talk of a border poll and so on. So I just wonder, Eileen, do people feed off that in any way?
I think they do, yes.
What kind of political leadership do you want at this point?
Well, you need to get Stormont up and running again, and maybe they could control it again.
What about you, Candice? As they say, you're about to get married. It's a time of hope. Do you have hope for the city?
Honestly, like, I really do. I wasn't alive or old enough to understand anything at the time when things were really bad. When I was growing up, you were always told, don't tell anyone where you're from. If someone asks you, what religion are you? You say Christian, or you don't answer. If someone says to you, oh, where are you from? You do not answer it. And now I have no fear. If someone says to me, where are you from? I'm from the Fountain. Where's your fiance from? Gallia. Like, I don't really have that fear.
Okay, now here's where I put my huddle in here, because I'm going to put my Ulster fry in jeopardy here, right? By some magic, tomorrow morning you open the newspaper and you see border poll and the result is United Ireland. What's your reaction?
Norman? Shock. Shock to begin with. I mean, I wouldn't describe it. I'm agnostic, but I am a unionist and I believe in the union. And I think the union is the strength, the backbone of the country. It's good for everyone. And if you want to make it work for yourself, you can.
Would you feel, A, that the border poll that some politicians are talking about, in Sinn Féin especially, is that a possibility in our lifetime, say?
It is. You know, watching it very carefully.
And would you feel threatened by it in any way?
I would feel disappointed and let down, definitely. As I say, I'm a unionist and that's what I believe in.
Would there be general agreement around the table then on that issue? Eileen, would you feel the same way?
I would feel the same way, yes, definitely.
And why is that?
Just our way of life would be.
Just our way of life.
Our way of life would be
different.
Differently. It would be changed. Our outlooks would be changed. It would take time. It may happen, but I don't think it'll happen in my lifetime.
I think, really, we've got to get over this parochial attitude and let's think big. Global. I mean, tourism is our biggest industry, really, and tourism here is affected by the divide. I mean, when people are coming from America, Australia, wherever, particularly if they don't have Irish heritage, they want to come to Ireland. You know, they don't know there's a north and a south. And I mean, I worked in that business and they could never get their head around it. And, you know, I just think really and truly change, and that's where we need to be thinking of change and thinking of Ireland. You know, selling Ireland is one.
Who has a message, or what message would you give to Joe Biden?
Well, he once made a sectarian statement outside his home, which was well documented, and St Patrick's Day, he was welcoming everyone in, and he says, anyone wearing orange isn't allowed in. I mean, for a world leader to come out with that, it's absolutely ridiculous. Okay.
What message do you want to send to the Taoiseach?
I would urge him to keep supporting the talks here, not to be sidelined by the no campaign. Just keep going.
I'd like to thank him too for being a shining example of how anybody can be Irish.
Yeah.
Because people would say, that's not an Irish name, you're not Irish.
Yeah.
You know, so good on him.
Okay. Well, I must say, thank you very much indeed. I really enjoyed the chat. And
did you enjoy the fry?
You really enjoyed the fry. And I enjoyed the hospitality. So can I thank you all very much indeed? You're great. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.